It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live on May 13th, 2024, at just about 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? Happy day after Mother's Day. Happy May 13th. We have so much going on. If you're new to the show, I want to invite you to come over to one2listen12radio.com. And I'll talk to you about 1-2-listen.com in just a second. Come over to 1-2-radio.com and click the chat link on the left-hand column. You'll see the word chat. And when you get there, you will be able to find us in the chat room. I'm going to go over there right now, doing that with you as we speak, because it is usually filled with some of the most lovely people. You don't have to talk. You can just come and enjoy and sort of get in the groove of the space and watch the comments. When you go, you'll see the banner that Jay put up for me. Hi, Jay. Thank you so much. Jay Varvel, amazing psychic, amazing producer. I mean, he's just got it all going. Let's see here. I'm going to do the comments, and I'm also going to check. When I click comments above that, you'll see all, you know, you'll see top comments. But if you change that to all comments, you'll see everybody. I'm learning, but what a ridiculous system! What are the top comments? But hi, Laura, welcome. It says you are a top contributor, and that Jennifer is an all-star contributor. I didn't even know what these labels mean, but man, I like having all-stars and tops in my group. Good morning, Mark and Jay. Hi, everyone. I'm in the fields with my pup this morning listening to 1-2-Radio. Isn't that sweet? Yay, in the fields with your pup. I think I'd like to join you, Jennifer. Hi, Penny. Welcome. Good to have you here. Maureen, good morning. Let's bring in some good juju. She said, that's what we're about, baby. Good juju. Hi, Renee. Welcome. Lynn is in the house. It's Mark's Astrology Hour, my favorite way to start the week. I love the love. Thank you so much, Lynn. Nadine, good morning, Mark and family. I'm so grateful to be here with everyone. Look at those gratitude rocks. Amen. That's great. You know, I love that you guys are using the gratitude board at 1-2-listen.com, because that thing is so special. It's anonymous 100%. I swear to you, there's nothing asked of you. You put whatever you want up there. We will screen for people spamming, but we don't see your names, nothing. You just go put what you're grateful for. And if it hasn't happened yet, put it as if it did happen. Show your trust in the big picture. Hi, Roberta Ekstrom's in the house. Yes. It's your birthday month, Roberta. Welcome here. It's so good to have you here. Great to see you. Roberta's an old-time friend from back in the days of the stores. I just remember her as one of the most beautiful people inside and out. And I'm grateful to have you here, Roberta. Thank you for coming. So everybody, astrology, you know, it's kind of like when you, and I'll come back and say hi to all of you. I can see comments coming up, and I'll come back and say hi so we can feel connected, which is what it's about, right? Now, yesterday was Mother's Day, a very special day for Cancers. It was a Cancer moon on top of that. And the reason it's special for Cancers is because we have mommy issues. And so, you know, Mother's Day is a big deal. And I was talking to a friend and I was like, well, did you remember that this person in your life is also a mother and that this person is a mother? And, you know, some people say, well, that's not my mother. And it's like, you know, stop it. Mother is a big deal. And, you know, my mom, and I wrote this in my note, I was sort of implying it, but you didn't dare forget Mother's Day, right? You didn't dare forget it. I don't care if you had to rush to the, what was it called then? The little drugstore on the corner. It was like a Rite Aid eventually bought them. But you'd run to the local drugstore and get that card, like with big gushy flowers on it, said nice things and whatever. But you never forgot Mother's Day. She insisted on it. But then it started thinking about, you know, as time evolved, moms in general, like the importance of motherhood, like the power of motherhood. And not just people who give birth, it's like mothers, like somebody who, like I have a friend who, you know, had a baby that had to adopt a baby because of the death of a mother, and etc. So it's very powerful. It's very, I know I'm speaking to the choir, you all know this, but I'm just saying, for those of you that sort of like roll your eyes at it's just another Hallmark holiday, I think maybe it is, maybe that's how it got created, but it is an opportunity to take a minute and think about the power of mother, like the absolute authority. As a baby, we know that our life and death is in the hands of this big person who's going to raise us, and that includes both parents for sure, but mother is what we're talking about. And then as we come up into the modern times, I see these notes I'm getting that people say, I know Mother's Day is a big deal for some of you, and sometimes it could be very painful. So if you want to opt out of our Mother's Day announcements, click here, which I just find almost so condescendingly, like, let me take care of your fragile emotions, that I chuckle. I got four of them. These little notes, and it feels so manipulative on the part of the companies. This is me now under a Mercury in Aries. We'll talk about the Mercury factor, but it's sort of like, if you don't like what's being sent, you delete it. Any other time you delete it, but this time it's like a special button to opt out, because we want you to know, we know Mother's Day can be painful. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess so could Father's Day. So could, you know, Grandparents' Day. I don't know. Anything could have some sort of trauma to it. But you're not liking any certain email, so just close it. I'm sorry that, you know, it might be I don't know, whatever image they have of somebody who's lost a mother and is in a deep grief or something. But again, it speaks to the power of mother. So for those of you that are struggling with Mother's Day, I'm glad it's over for you, but I hope you found a way to understand the power and the love that motherhood represents, the symbol of it, being a mom, whether you're a male or a female, that you can mother something to nurture it back. And hopefully you did that for yourself, and hopefully you don't need some sort of ad campaign to ask you to stop doing that or whatever, because you can't deal. I know you can deal. I think we're building a future of fragility. I worry about that a lot. I worry about people who worry too much about specific details. Where, like I've mentioned it before, like humor is being lost. We're not allowed to just be who we are in our realities and teach people how to brush things off if it hits them funny. Not go into full-fledged war to become the very thing you're fighting against. Like, let's kill this company for doing this, or let's kill, it's like, whatever. Okay, so my little rant. Now, rants in general come from Mercury and Mars, but rants in general, the idea of communicating through your words and through your actions are very mercurial. The Mercury is the planet that rules how we speak, how we rationally, the brain, put together our reality. So Mercury is a very powerful planet that gets a big bad rap. As you all know, when we pass it by illusion on a journey of orbit, and we're passing it and it goes retrograde and everybody freaks out, all of a sudden Mercury's like this big badass. But any other time, we don't like, well, oh, it's just Mercury. So if you look at it in your chart, it tells a story. Now, if you look at it in the sky, and I did post the chart, I hope you're on the mailing list, 12house.com, just get it over at 12house.com. Mercury is the planet closest to the sun. Okay, it moves very close to the sun. And so I hope you got to see the beautiful colors in the sky. I hope you lived in an area where you were able to see that. It was fun because it was overcast here in Colorado for me anyway. Not, I think the Boulder people got to see it much better. But I was like, John, it's purple. He's like, it is not. I go, it's purple. He said, he goes, go get your phone, because the phones would take the colors and sort of magnify them. Well, it turned really blue. I said, look, it's blue. He goes, that's the color of the sky. And I'm like, oh, You are no fun. So I saw purple. I know I did. My phone didn't. Nobody else did. But I saw purple, so I'm sticking to it. But it was that's the sun. I was thinking of the sun and the solar flares and stuff. So a couple of fun stories about that. But anyway, don't let me digress too much. Mercury stays close to the sun. So if the sun is, for example, in the constellation by season, like we go by seasons, it, like the actual constellation is probably in, it's still in Taurus, but it's on the first day of spring, we're tropical zodiac. We do this. On the first day of spring, we say the sun's in the constellation of Aries. It might have moved past that. It might be at 22 degrees Aries. But we keep it tropical because of the experience we're having. This is astrology of how we observe things. And so it'll wobble back since the Earth wobbled. It used to be in the constellation of Aries at zero at spring, and the Earth wobbled. It'll wobble back. We'll get there. But in the meantime, first day of spring is Aries. Now, 30 days later, it's Taurus. And so when the sun's in the constellation of Taurus, we feel the stability of spring starting to emerge. And all the Tauruses have birthdays, and they take all the things, and they love on you. Tauruses are so nice around their birthdays. It is so fun to have a Taurus be nice because it's like, you know, I'm sorry, Tauruses. You guys are so nice and you're so loving and you're so good at being nice. But when something going your way, woo, you, Lord, you pull that Venus back. It's like, ooh. So you just suck it in when they're being nice to you. It's fun. And so the sun, when it's in Taurus, you can pretty much bet Mercury is not far behind, okay? Mercury will always be one sign, either one sign behind the sun, one sign ahead of the sun, or in the same sign as the sun. So if you're a Taurus and you heard somebody say, if you know a Taurus and they go, hey, my Mercury is in Virgo, four signs away, you kind of say to yourself, you could be rude and say, you don't know anything about astrology, or you could just say, oh, that's nice. But inside, you should know it can't possibly be four signs away because Mercury can only be in the same sign or one sign ahead of the sun or one sign behind the sun. So that's a little trick. If you look at your own Mercury, it will always, always be in the sign of the sun sign that you were born in. So if you're a Taurus, Mercury has to be in Taurus, or it has to be in Aries, or it has to be the sign ahead of Taurus. That's the only choices you get. Mercury in Gemini, Mercury in Taurus, Mercury in Aries. Some rare exception, if you're a late, late, late Taurus, you might find that Mercury in Cancer, but let's say it'll have to be early Cancer. But you get the point. For the most part, it's going to stay really close to the sun. So we're in the sign of Taurus now. The sun is, and we're starting to feel it. We're starting to feel like, I'm starting to feel, I don't know, my body more. Oh, I can tell you how this Taurus is showing up. There's another thing. We changed rooms. Now, this sounds like a small ordeal, right? Changed rooms. But John lives in an entire lower section of the house. Like, he has an office there. He sees his clients there. It's like a life. I mean, and because of his personality type and Enneagram number, he needs space, right? You got to have, and that's the secret to a great relationship. Give people space. Quit, you know. You can't own everything about somebody, right? And I got my space. It was like big, the master bedroom, da da da. And then my office, that's where I did my radio show. Well, we decided this spring fever always hits, and we always fantasize about living somewhere else. Even though I technically think we're in such a perfect place that it's hard to imagine leaving. And it's not like perfect the way you might call perfect. It's perfect for us. And instead of moving, let's get spring fever handled by switching rooms. And let me tell you, John's a five on the Enneagram. And I know Jay and Carolyn were talking about the Enneagram. If you're a five, you sort of do like you do a Taurus. You drop the idea and you leave it. Like, you don't push anything. They have to think about it, okay? And about 2 days later, he said, let's do it. And I was like, no, you kidding? He goes, let's do it. Let's use it as an excuse to dump a bunch of crap because we've been accumulating. And we'll call the VA vets. That's who we give it to. That come out here and they don't complain. They just like, it's amazing. And we like, let's use it as an excuse to move and get this feeling of like, we moved. Well, I'm telling you, I've been up there for 13 years. So you can imagine Mars and Pisces in a room, a big room for 13 years. And Mars in Virgo in a place for 13 years. His was spotless. That's all I'm saying. His was spotless. And I'm like, well, this is one way to get my old room clean. Him moving up in it. Because there's no way I can clean it to his perfection. Mars and Virgo. Just get it. You get Mars and Virgo. They're the angry vacuum. I call them the angry vacuums. And so, because then they get that vacuum cleaner, you like get the hell out the way, right? Okay, so we decide to do it. I'm telling you, it was worse than a move. It was worse than a move. There was so much stuff that I got so used to seeing that when it came time to bringing it back into my consciousness, I had no idea what to do with it. So it got given away. I mean, people say, have a garage sale. No, thank you. No. Get it out of here. What's that few dollars going to do? So we gave so much stuff away that they're coming back. This is the third trip. They're coming back. All right. So now we're ready to make this move. Now we realize we ain't as strong as we used to be. So now we have to have movers. That's how big this thing was. And so I'm telling you, oh my God, what a change. And this is all, I mean, to me, this worked perfect for the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, right? We're in the Taurus time. It's about getting comfortable. But it was a little bit of hell. It was a little bit of hell because my bed is where my boys sleep with me. And they are not used. Since they've been born, they have been upstairs to go to bed. Now they're going downstairs and it just messed them up. It just messed up Javi and Duncan. So needless to say, that messed me up because, oh God, they're not sleeping. They keep crying to get upstairs back to their bedroom. It was horrible. So I was like, John, we have to do we have to increment this a little bit. But anyway, we figured it out. The boys they slept great last night. And they're getting it. Like, they're getting it. We got the bed. All the smells are back. And especially in my room, all the smells are back. And I went upstairs to peek in into my old room. It's a palace. That man knows how to set shit. I mean, it is crazy. And mine looks like, you know, a war zone. But that's home now, I guess. Crazy. I still haven't figured out where their little cancer comforts are going to go. Like, I got to have at least 3 TVs somewhere. I'm teasing a little. Okay, so onward. Now, Mercury is in Aries, and you've been watching it in action. You saw the Tom Brady roast. I fast-forwarded to some of the better people like Nikki Glaser, but I just like to see. I love comedy. I love comedy. I love good comedians. I love the brains, seeing their brains work, seeing the talent when they're good. And it's searing, and that works perfect for the Mercury in Aries. You saw Jerry Seinfeld got booed off his speech. That's it, Mercury in Aries. People are voicing through Aries. So, and what is Aries? Aries is fiery. It's like, get out of my way. It's like, I'm right, you're wrong, period. That's all. There is no negotiation. You agree with me or you're out. I mean, we had guests over, and they got up from the table when the conversation started getting a little toward politics. And I used to be like that. I used to be like that. I keep politics out of everything that I can. I don't believe in talking about it anymore. I feel like as much as I hate the phrase virtue signaling, and I hate that phrase, I think sometimes it is a little bit virtue signaling when you talk your personal politics. Like, who cares? And it can't be the thing that defines me anymore. It used to be the thing that I was identified completely with. And I don't want that anymore. I don't want that in the space of me understanding my relationship to you or loving my relationship to you, because I understand people are hearing different things and they're putting together a different reality, and I can't hate them for that, can I? Do I get to hate you for that? I don't want to. I don't also don't want to know too much, because if you're putting it together in a way that is like so egregiously awful to me, then that does define you. And so it's like, if you can't keep it off the table, what are you doing? And plus, I run a business. It's like my business should be about the business. And so, and you know, I don't know. So I've changed a little bit about my views on this. So, but Mercury in Aries was kind of like, whoo, Lord, that was intense. Or I'm starting to see the ferocity of it, like people wanting to be heard or so identified with what they believe that you not believing it with them is an affront to them. And that's how we do life. And that is the danger of Mercury in Aries. And it's not just politics. If you've put together a belief system, if you're a religious person and you've put together a belief system that I completely knock because I have a completely opposite view, and you're identified with that belief system, like your identity, like who you are is what you believe, well, I'm kind of, what's going to happen? You're going to get your feelings hurt, or you're going to think that I'm the biggest jerk in the world. So, and that's the danger. That's not, it's not a dangerous thing, but that's Mercury in Aries. Mercury in Aries is quick. If you know people with a Mercury in Aries, they're not going to be afraid to tell you what they think. They're going to probably be a little harsh, a little brash, and they're probably not going to be ones that don't like speaking their mind. They're also, on the positive side of things, they like to inspire. They like to use that fire to get you going. And we've been under that spell of Mercury. It's been in Aries, and it retrograded in Aries, and here it is still in Aries. So we've been seeing the world responding to this sort of inspiration, I'll call it. And it's fiery, and Mercury likes it. It really does. Mercury likes being like spunky and mean and sort of back and forth and mercurial. Mercury likes being mercurial. What do you think of that? So you've been seeing it. You've been seeing this sort of the banter all over the place politically. You've been seeing it. I'm sure if you're watching the news, you've been seeing it in some of the TV programs, some of the new shows. Like John and I, we're kind of like into revenge porn. And what I mean by that is those movies where they stole my daughter. I will get them. Right. It's like, ooh. So we went to look, Jason Statham. Okay, so like you probably TMI me. I probably TMI you too much. I love him. I love the action movies. There's like Denzel's in The Equalizers 1, 2, and 3. Amazing. They're amazing because he equalizes you. And you're really bad because you're the really bad people. They have to make the bad people really bad and the good people really good. Jennifer Lopez was just recently in The Mother. She's it's revenge. It's revenge porn. That's what I call it. It's like, and what? And all of a sudden we went to look and there's like a million of them, and they all start with the word the equalizer, the beekeeper, the seller. It was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And then I realized, okay, I hope we get saturated with this because I'm ready for some rom-coms, honestly. But anyway, that's Mercury in Aries feeding that sort of like, rah, 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 and you get it out. It's kind of fun. And then it's you know, the bad guys have to be really bad. I can't even think of one where they just make them horrible. Like they have to like imply they killed a puppy to be bad. And I know that's another politically hot topic. Okay, so my whole point about all this is Mercury in Aries is leaving in 2 days. And some of you are going to be really relieved. Most of us are relieved when a planet comes to the end of the line of a sign. Like there's 30 degrees, right? So at 29:59, the planet's about to change signs. Like it gets ready to go. And so it's at 27 degrees today, and Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, it goes into Taurus. I can already feel the relief in my nervous system. I don't, I think that's the day that I'm in it. My bed is going to be perfect again, because it's still a little like, oh, Lord, what's going on with my bed? You know, you move it. It's like, and now you're waking up to a different, you know, that feeling you're waking up to a different place, a different ritual that you imagine changing that after years. And some of you, it's like a daily thing. Like some of you are nomads, the nomadic tribes, those sages among you. But for some of you, that is like, don't mess with the sacred space of the bed once you get it perfected. Because, you know, our sleep, you know, especially in Taurus land, sleep is everything. Okay, I'm going to check on you. Right now, we're going to go to all comments. Let me just see how y'all are doing. I hope I, you know, this thing, I'm going to hit refresh real quick. I hate doing this out loud, but okay. So look, I have to hit refresh. I scroll down. I see the banner. I hit the comments button, and then I have to go to the comments button on the left-hand side and hit all comments. And then I go scroll down. I mean, whoever designed it, I don't know, whatever. They're good at what they do, I guess, because they could probably do this quick. Jay Barbone's in the house. How did you fare those solar flares? Yep, talked about that. I love it. We missed the aurora, which was visible in Virginia, but it was so cloudy, and it's been raining for 7 days. Yeah, it has here too, Alicia. Welcome here. And we just got, they always said there's a rule in Colorado. It might be in your state too. Don't plant before Mother's Day. And boy, it's always right, except I do, because I can't wait. I got to get the, and some of the stuff's just coming up from the ground. What am I supposed to do? Go back until Mother's Day? I don't know. I'm not, I don't have it in me to cover all that stuff, but it, they survived. I was just sort of, I came out and would blow hot air on them. Hi, Tara. Quelly, how you doing? Good to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Ali Shea. Such a sweet compliment. Pamela, I am so happy to hear you today. Me too, Pamela, to have you here. Thank you. Jenny Johnson's in the house. Hi, Jenny. Welcome. Laura, thanks for being here. Was this store Woolworth? Oh, was it Woolworth? No. It was right before Rite Aid. It was probably a locally owned little drugstore, but I remember Woolworth. They're still around, right? The Five and Dime, whatever. Oh, God. I remember my mom used to say Five and Dime, and I used to say, that is so dated, Lord. And here I am. And I think I'm at the age now where I remember thinking of my uncle at his age shouldn't be doing what he's doing, and I'm doing it five times worse. Terrible, terrible how we judge. Maya, welcome. Good to have you here. Maureena, thank you for being here. Lioness, sending hugs back to you. Welcome. Terry Campbell's in the house. I'm listening while putting stones in the bird bath so the bees have something to stand on while getting a drink. That is so smart. I have a photograph of a wasp leaning into the bird bath because I never knew they drank like that. And then I'm like, why are there so many bees on this end? And it was like, your water, idiot. Putting stones in them? How smart is that, little Terry? That's so good. You must be a Gemini. Little baby bee already drinking. So happy. You're probably feeding honeybees. I'm feeding killer bees, I think. But I leave them alone because they leave us alone. They love wood houses. Mary Jean Harris. How you doing, Mary Jean? Good to have you here. Tiffany's in the house. Greetings. Boy, oh boy, the Aurora Borealis was incredible from Oregon. Look at that. Virgo taking pictures of a beautiful green-purple sky. I know I saw purple. I don't care what anybody says. I have no proof. My phone betrayed me. John betrayed me. Whatever. Tiffany. Yeah, that is so pretty. Jackie Walsh is in the house. Goodness gracious, gloriosity, Aurora Borealis. So happy to be here with my 1-2 family, and together we will flow into the mystic. Thanks for putting that song in my head. I love it. My dad was an Enneagram 5, Mary Jean says. That is always how I approached him. I would give an idea. He would say no. Later he would come around. Maybe. Right on, like fives, you have to think of them as a balloon head. Think of a balloon head, a balloon, and a long string coming down their belly. So they ain't got any, that string has no place for emotion or surprise. That's a couple things you never do to an Enneagram 5. You don't surprise them. You don't expect an answer right away. And you don't ever think they're wrong, because they usually are not ever wrong, especially if they're speaking with authority. But, you know, when it's a Mercury in Aries, you sometimes have to make people angry, whatever. So good job, Mary Jean. Jay Varvel's in the house. Thank you, Jay, for being here. Thanks for the background support. Tara, good for you. That's hard work, but it's so worth it. Oh, thank you. I think you're talking about my move, right? It was crazy. It is. I can't even tell you. I recommend it for everybody. Because then you have all these boxes and you're like pretending you're moving and you're like, what would you do with this stuff? And you know what you would do with it? You'd throw it away. Mostly. Some of you would. No Taurus would do that. No good Taurus would throw it away. But most of the rest of you would. Well, Mark, that's a major change. Moving is a biatch, no matter how you do it. And she was polite. She put B asterisk, asterisk, asterisk H. I know. It is. I'm telling you, Jennifer, it was crazy. It was like crazy. We had to get movers. And you know, the movers make you feel so old. Guy was picking up a dresser by himself, walking it down the stairs. And it's like, did my body ever do that? Ever? I don't know. Probably. I'd never have it do that. Patricia Ritz, I'm so happy to be here. I had an awesome Mother's Day and birthday yesterday. Oh, it was both, Patricia. That is cool. So thankful for 1-2 Friends also. Patricia, happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day. And again, happy Mother's Day to all of you. Whether you've actually given birth, no matter what your circumstance is, if you've mothered something, happy Mother's Day. Had a wonderful Mother's Day from Charlene. My best gift was a text from my 45-year-old son asking what my favorite movie is. Oh, I love that. I can't wait to hear your answer. I wonder if it was The Mother with Jennifer Lopez. No, just teasing. I doubt it would be. Sometimes cleaning my room consists of just closing the door. Oh, Pamela, dear God, I couldn't even close the door. Couldn't even close the door. So many boxes and bags. And embarrassed by the stuff, like, what do you do with little, like, you know, I have 14 nail clippers now. I didn't know I had that many. I just keep getting new ones because I can't find the old one. Okay, it's changing. I know TMI on this end, but I love talking to you all. Okay, here's the thing. Wednesday, I want you to pay attention to Wednesday because I want you to see what you think of this Mercury going into Taurus. And how it affects us, so you have an understanding. You have a personal Mercury, right? You have a Mercury that's yours and you were born with. And that's how you're going to, the lens in which you see the world. That's the part of you, like if you meet somebody with Mercury in Libra, if you know they're a Libra, you can pretty much now, you can say, now that I know astrology and I listen to Mark's show, Mercury, if they're a Libra, they have to either have Mercury in Virgo, Mercury in Libra, or Mercury in Scorpio. And none of those Mercuries are going to be Chatty Cathy's except for the Mercury in Libra. But I'm sorry for any slander to Cathy's out there everywhere. Okay. That was actually the name of a doll when I was little. Okay. So So the idea is if you meet somebody with you think is Mercury in Virgo, you probably are going to be, they're probably going to be a little cynical. You know, Mercury in Virgo, that's like the critic. That's like, you know, I'm not so sure Louise Hay didn't have a Mercury in Virgo. I can't think, but I remember when she came. I love talking about Louise. Now, I love her. I want that down known, and I know many of you do, so I know people get a little defensive if they think I'm dissing Louise. But I had a different relationship with her. I was like her servant. Mark the car. Yes, ma'am. Okay, and so she goes, two things happened that were kind of funny, and that's why I thought she had Mercury in Virgo. And I could look. I just don't want to yet. I just don't need to bring it up. But because this is an example of what a Mercury in Virgo would do. Somebody said, Louise, are you having a good time? And she had sinus thing that day. And so her ears were sort of clogged up. She was 90. And this very lovely woman who had just lost her partner said, Louise, are you having a good time? And Louise heard, can I have some time with you? And Louise goes, and she barked it. She said, oh, look, I said bark and they're barking. Thank you. They're just right on cue. She said, I'm on vacation. That was it. So I whispered to the woman, I'll go talk to her. She just heard something completely different than what you asked. And so we brought it, we healed it, you know, brought it over. I didn't explain anything. Louise, you know, you don't explain it. You just fix it. And so the second thing was when it was over, she said that was, you know, a really, I said, a couple people have really enjoyed meeting you. And she said, nobody, but did anyone give them lessons in how to dress? I mean, you never wear those kind of clothes when you're that kind of size. And it was like, okay. So, I mean, that's Mercury in Virgo to me. Okay. It could also be Mercury in Libra where she's seeing like what is pretty and what isn't. I mean, you know, not everybody dressed up, right? And it's Colorado. I don't even know if we know how to dress up in Colorado. You just sort of go and, you know, if you happen to be, because they assume you've been on a hike. You know, it's like, that's where I get away with murder here, because I know everybody's going to assume I've been on a hike and I just rolled out of bed. So I'll get away with it. All right. So, Mercury in, so when Mercury is in, if you meet somebody with Mercury in Virgo, they're going to have a little bit of cynicism to them. If you meet somebody with Mercury in Libra, you don't cuss too much, right? You keep it sort of charming and light and talk about fashion. Mercury in Scorpio, you can probably dish some dirt with them. Like, you know, they're going to be like, they're going to want them secrets anyway. So you can kind of feed them to them. It's kind of fun. Now, when you get to Mercury in Taurus, okay. So I want to explain the difference between you have a Mercury in, I got to yell at them. Hang on one sec. Thank you. Okay. When you have a Mercury in Scorpio, for example, and the as different than Mercury in the sky being in Scorpio, let's talk about that. So it's like the weather. When it's like we're having a snowstorm, you might, it's affecting everybody, right? Everybody's seeing the snow, but your reaction to it is how it affects you. Like, so your reaction to the snow, oh God, I hate snow. I hate it. Da da da. That kind of feeling. Well, we're still experiencing snow, but how you deal with that snow is in you, your personal thing. I personally love snow, right? Okay. So when Mercury is in Taurus, for example, the world is now under this veil of Taurus. The motives for everybody, it's like it's snowing. That's the snow. So everything now, our attention is on physical environment. It's on comfort. It's on food. Mine's always on food, but it's a perma tattooed Mercury in Taurus. It's the color of my home, the painting, the cleaning. Like, I already started thinking, oh, what I wouldn't give to get these cabinets painted. I did the first round and I painted them so dark blue and you can see the streaks. You would hate living with me. I have to tell you guys, you would hate it. You're like, cause it's like, there's a part of me that just wants to get the job done. And another part that's so fanatical about, I see a streak when it's done. Okay. So can I put a pin in this thought just for a second? Cause I have to tell you the story. I have these panels that light up. Okay. They're juvenile maybe, or they're arty depending on your taste. But they go, when you talk, they light up. And so whenever there's noise in the kitchen, they light up in different colors and they're kind of cool. Well, the during the Aurora Borealis, we're watching one of our revenge porns and every one of them burst off the wall, just burst off the wall. I don't even know how to explain it to you. It scared the living hell out of us. But bam! Like it's almost like the wall burped. So I know. We went through the whole thing. Like, I said, okay, I'm not even letting the word poltergeist come out of my mouth, but I'm going to call it electrical surge because the dogs were freaking out. John was like, what the? Because he saw me reinforcing them with even little tacks. Everything just popped out. So, okay, Aurora, I'm going to give it to the Aurora Borealis because I don't know. I don't even entertain the concept of ghost in my home. But it was cool. I mean, it was like, wow. So I said, okay. And I had been watching the third Three Body Problem on Netflix, which I really thoroughly loved. And there's a moment where this woman sees numbers in her eyes and they're counting down and they said, don't let it get to zero. Stop what you're doing before those get to zero. And she stopped what she was doing. And John goes, damn it. She shouldn't have done that. And I go, sorry. She's going to die. What do you mean? And so what my point is, if the aliens were telling me, get those things off the wall, we don't like them, or the ghosts, okay, they're coming down. They're all coming down. I don't care. I don't think about it twice. Whatever happened, they're not going on that wall again. Okay, back to Taurus. When Mercury enters Taurus, then the world we get, our focus becomes earthly things, everybody's. And you may not like that. If you're a fire sign, you don't want to be held back with the fact that now you're going to have to paint or now you're going to have to fix this, right? But if you're a water sign or an earth sign, you might welcome the feeling of, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm so glad I'm finally doing this. And that's the difference. But everybody's focus will be earthy and it'll be on earthy things. And I want you to pay attention to think about where your attention went this week that had to do with the physical world around you. And just pay attention to it. I want to see, let's see here. I got to check the time at the, how much time I have left. Okay, good. We got some time. And that's happening Wednesday. So please do pay attention to that. Now, because Mother's Day was on the 12th, and that's our 1-2-day celebration, we extended it. I was talking to one of the advisors, and they're like, well, my family wants to take me out, but I'll go sign on when, you know, and it's like, oh, God, this is Mother's Day. So we extended it because we have a mostly women's staff, mostly are women, love and lovely people. I mean, God, I love my staff so much. And they... I wanted to extend the sale so that they didn't have to do that, like fight, you know, because it's our random price day. 1-2 days when all the prices are random. They go as low as 99 cents. They don't ever exceed the normal price. And so we extended it to Monday. That's today. And I didn't get a chance to tell everybody, and we didn't get to blitz it the way we usually do. But all day today at 12listen.com, the advisors have on random rates. And which means you go look for your favorite advisor and there'll be a lower rate than our normal sales. And it'll change. So do sign up and do make sure if you are a member of 12listen that you check that little box that you allow us to send you free minutes. We can't spam you through that. You'll get little notes that your advisor's online, but you won't get a lot. In fact, I yell at them for not writing more to their people, but I do get grumpy with my staff. I'm sure you are not surprised at that, but I do get grumpy even though it's because I want, you know, I know they can be better and I know they are better and they want the support. All right. Let me check on y'all real quick. Changing it to all comments, scrolling down. And we see, oh, okay. Good, good, good. I think we're up to date. Okay, good, good, good. Let me just make sure. It makes me a little nervous because I saw some posts and now I'm not seeing them. Oh, so yeah, there are some here that I'm not seeing. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Becky, welcome. She appreciates my TMI. Thank you. Nothing worse than when our pups aren't sleeping. Right, Laura? Oh, see, okay, you guys are here. Thank you. This is all new. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Joni, welcome. Always fun to listen to. Thank you. That's so kind, Joni. Could it have been a Ben Franklin? No, we weren't that cool. This was West Virginia. This was like, I know what it was. Cohen's drugstore. Thank you for the reminder. Jane Barbone, Louise, hey, what a pip. Amen, Louise. She had me in stitches. You would have laughed at me because I was running ragged, but she had these one-liner zingers that were like, oh my God, stop. She'd go like, Mark, I'm ready. I think I told you this one last week. Mark, I'm ready. And I went, you ready to go home? Because you don't have to. You know, don't feel like you have to. She said, it's 9 o'clock. I said it. Because she said, you know, she had made a commitment that she would leave at 9. She goes, I'm ready to go. And it was a little before 9. I go, oh, you don't have to leave. It's not 9 yet. She said, that wasn't a question. Louise. I did so love her. I did. I so had such a, like, I felt secure with her. And you know who she adored? John. I have a picture of her leaning into John so tight because he had that 5 safety. And she just loved him. She really did. And I loved that she loved him, because it's like somebody's got to give her something she appreciates here, because I'm just working her to death. I mean, she's working me to death. Okay. Let's see. Had a fun Mother's Day. Oh, I got the text. I missed some of these, you guys. I'm so sorry. It's Cohen's. Cohen's Drugstore. God, that's so funny. And then Rite Aid bought them. Louise, hey, Mercury, 27 Libra conjunct the moon at zero Scorpio. Thank you, CA. Okay, so she had that next to her moon in Scorpio. That's sort of the zinger quality, I think. Even though Libras, I'm telling you, you know my phrase, Libras are just nice Aries. They just do exactly what they want to do. They just say it, do it nice. I mean, they just act like it's being nice, but they get what they want. We'll get into that when I'll be pick on Libras when it's Libra time. Right now, we get to pick on Tauruses mostly. Mercury in Aquarius is going to be weird. Let's see. You have Mercury in Aquarius. Yeah, that is going to be weird. It is. But Chris, you'll do great, because Mercury in Aquarius, the geniuses, right? You can figure this out. Oh my God, Mark, you were so witty today. Thanks for the. I'm so glad you think so, Laura. This is what lack of sleep will do. No. I slept really good last night. Thank you, Laura. Okay, I did jump down. I guess, because I don't know how these things are being sorted. So forgive me if I'm overlooking your post, but I'll come back one last time before we wrap it up, which we're going to do right now. Thank you. I was like, how do I end this thing? I accidentally pressed a button that said you're doing a workout on your watch, and my watch almost broke because it, like, to see those words coming from me. I mean, my watch dings me when I get up to go to the refrigerator and says, yay, you did it. You stood up. I'm not kidding. Oh, creepy thing. And I slap it like, dude, quit judging me. Okay. I'm getting to the chart. If you guys haven't read CA's Power Peak this week, over at markhusson.com, the password is 12day, all lowercase. I don't always give that to you because I want you on the mailing list. And check it out. Extraordinary writing this week, CA. Thank you so much again for all you do. But yeah, I think it's important to just at least know where everything is. Here's a couple things I want to tell you to wrap it up. Jupiter and Uranus, today the sun is exactly at 23 Taurus where Uranus is. Now, that's some of this buzzy energy, right? But it's also part of that Jupiter-Uranus thing you and I have been talking about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. That was going to be this cycle of change, positive change. And if you could launch a business under it, like you're going, it's going to be amazing. Well, the sun's hitting that now, which means that it, first of all, the 22-degree point leaves a mark in the world, leaves a place for us to, it's a permanent point in astrology, right? It's until it fades away. But that 22 Taurus, when anything goes to 22 Taurus or 23 Taurus, it's like, wow, it sparks it up again. So we're feeling that today. That's good energy. That's energy part of that Jupiter Uranus thing. And then guess what? Saturday, we get the other piece of it. Sun hits Jupiter. So Jupiter's getting ready. It's 27. Look, you guys, whenever the planets change signs, we get a shift energetic. Mercury's changing a sign on changing into Taurus on Wednesday. Jupiter will soon be going into Gemini. You Geminis better be feeling this. You better be feeling it. And Tauruses hopefully you're taking full advantage of this Taurus increase in your life. Like many Tauruses I know moved, many Tauruses I know changed careers, many Tauruses I know had very important breakthroughs in their lives. And it's not over yet. Venus is right behind the sun. So Venus is going to hit this point in 4 days. Venus, Uranus are going to be together. The sun, Uranus today. You guys are going to love this. And there are surprises ahead of the week. I want you to pay attention, because we'll be talking about it next week, what happened as these planets move ahead. But I'm going to do 1 day. I got to fix my thing so I can go 1 day at a time and look at when Venus is going to hit. Okay, Venus is getting there. This is May 17th, Friday. Venus will be there Friday and Saturday, the Venus-Uranus conjunction. And Saturday, not only are Venus and Uranus conjunct, Sun and Jupiter are conjunct. Big day. CA nailed it in the Power Peak. Check it out. And we'll be talking about it next week. because this is big stuff. And then I want to see when Jupiter shifts. The sun changes next Monday, the 20th, next Monday. In a week, the sun will be out of Taurus. Okay, and then I want to see when Jupiter is leaving. Venus will be joining the sun on Friday. So next week's a lot of big changes. Jupiter will be at 29. Jupiter goes into Gemini May 26th. Oh my gosh, write those dates down if you we'll talk about them. I'll give them back to you. And on the time when Jupiter is doing that at zero, it's trining Pluto. We'll talk about that. Going to be some good changes coming up. How are y'all? Okay, I'm going to wrap it up here and come and see how you all are doing real quick in the room. See if anybody has questions or comments. You guys are so much fun for me. Thank you so much for being here. Each week, okay, more comments. Here we go. And then what do I have to hit? All comments. Oh, my God. Facebook. Barbara said, I'm funny. Thank you, Barbara. When your dogs were barking, mine were responding. Oh, my God, Nadine, they were talking. I love that. Getting a workout by laughing. getting my workout by laughing. Thanks, Mark. Thank you, Lynn. That's so good. Yeah, my poor little watch. It's like it gets nervous if there's too much activity. Pamela will be celebrating my son's birthday on the 16th. Oh, that's so great. It's a good day. That's a good solar return day. Thank you, Renee. You're so kind. Listen, you guys, hopefully you can listen and laugh with me again on the replay. Jay will get these uploaded for us. I am on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and 1-2 Radio has its own on demand. So if you have a friend you want to listen to and share, please do. Thank you so much. You know how much I feel about y'all. I'm feeling good about you, and I'll feel even more on Wednesday when Mercury hits that beautiful Taurus point. Please go support the team at 12listen.com. Check out those crazy prices. At least experiment with the system. I think you might enjoy it. Okay. If you have an issue, it's private. Talk to them. All right. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour. You guys have a beautiful week ahead. Thank you so much.